Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. We're happy to have you join us this morning. My name is Kevin Flesh. I am co-host of the show on a regular basis, and luckily for Scott and Red, they're out on assignment this morning doing things that we talk about every week, and so we're happy to have you here listening to me rather than them. We're here every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. We are a resource for all of your hunting and fishing desires in Colorado and the West. Certainly you have the opportunity while we're on the air to call us, give us a call, tell us about what you've been up to and updates, you know, on what's going on out there, on the hunting and fishing that you're doing and what you're seeing. The phone number here is 303-477-5600. We have some great guests today, and if you have questions for them, certainly give us a call while we're here. When we're not here, we also have a website, sportsmenofcolorado.com. That website is there for you to, as a resource of all of our sponsors and other things. And the other thing that you can do, it's the easiest $25 you can earn this week. You can send in a question, and if we use it next week on the air, or ask the experts, if we use that on the air, you get a $25 gift certificate to Cabela's. So think about a good question that we would use, and write us a text, email, send us something so that we can use it, and you'll get that $25. So remember, Sportsmen of Colorado. Well, we're going to get right into it. We've got Joe Neville on the line from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. How are you, Joe?
Pretty good, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Beautiful morning this morning, but there's lots going on with the gun debate. Can you tell me a little bit about what Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is?
Yes, sir. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is a 501c4 nonprofit political advocacy organization. In short, what that really means is we hold your legislators accountable for how they vote for and against your gun rights. So, for example, this year we saw a radical slate of gun bills get slammed through the state legislature, and that's where, you know, we go in and we hold them accountable, and that's what these recalls you're seeing are about.
Yeah, so let's talk about first, I want to set the stage a little bit of why your organization and so many gun owners in Colorado are outraged about what's happened. Let's first talk about what these legislators did in the last session to restrict our gun ownership. So what are we talking about in the way of those restrictions?
Well, there was a number of bills that were you know, drafted and put up this year by, I'd like to say, just Rhonda Fields, but it wasn't just her, the entire, Democrat Party. And, you know, there are a few bills that a couple of Republicans even bent on, you know, and compromised on, which we're sorry to see. But for the most part, it was a Democrat push to, to radicalize and, you know, put more gun control in place, enforce more gun control in Colorado. For example, you had the magazine ban where you saw that they limited the size of magazines this year. That was one of them. They had the universal background check bill, which really is just an attempt of, you know, mass registrations for all gun owners to dig into the private lives of honest, you know,
absolutely
law-abiding citizens.
Yep, absolutely. They're trying to do whatever they can to make sure it's as difficult as possible for a regular citizen, a regular law-abiding citizen of Colorado, to keep and bear arms. And your organization fights that on a day-in and day-out basis.
Absolutely.
So, and it's interesting because it goes all the way up, like you said, it started with the legislature, but, you know, even our governor signed these things into law, and a lot of people like our governor right now and think that he's a good guy, but in this case, he really sort of tied himself to the national movement, and I think in the long run will hurt his efforts in being reelected, but that's for another day.
Well, I hope you're right, and I think that you are seeing his popularity diminish a little bit, and you're seeing it in the polls. And that, I think that directly correlates with the gun control measures that he did sign into law, and he didn't listen to the people, and he was very clear that he'd rather listen to out of state special interests like Mayor Bloomberg from New York,
right,
and people like that, than his own, you know, than Coloradans back home.
I mean, you've got a guy in Mayor Bloomberg who wants to legislate everything. I mean, he wants to control the size of the drink that you can have at Arby's. I mean, it's crazy what he's doing, and what I think to some degree Hickenlooper has been pressed into is following that, because that seems the way that he can get to the next level of politics.
Yep, I think you're right.
So relating to the gun issue, though, I mean, it's one of those things where you talk about radical, and I mean, that's a strong word. But when you look at Colorado, when these things went into place, these laws went into place, you get the sheriffs, the majority of the sheriffs and the county police officers that file suit against the state for what's going on here. Can you talk at all about that and sort of where that's at, and if you guys are involved in that litigation at all?
Yeah, you know, I'm not exactly sure right now where the sheriffs are at in their lawsuit. We did put a lawsuit in for Rocky Mountain gun owners, and more related to the universal background checks. And both of those are still out there. We're going to fight it on all levels, whether it be in the courts, whether it be legislatively, or whether, like right now, we're having the recalls because E.V. Hudak was one of the main sponsors of these gun control measures, so we're going to hold her accountable too. So whether it's through the elective process, through the legislative process, or through the courts, we're going to make sure that all the constituents out there in Colorado are aware and educated on how their legislators voted on these gun bills.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we talked a little bit earlier about the organization itself. Tell me how many members you have within the organization that are fighting this fight.
Well, we're the largest. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is the largest statewide gun rights organization in Colorado. Been around for nearly 20 years now. Dudley Brown is our executive director, and he's been in the gunfight for many years, you know, some years longer than that. So for over two decades, he's been fighting this battle. I'm honored to be a part of it. We have just tens of thousands of members, and a lot of people, whether it's just a typical $10 donor or $15 donor or, you know, more, there's donors all over the state that are very, very active and involved with Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
Yeah, and if somebody isn't a member, how do they get in contact with the organization and become a member, and what does that entail?
It's pretty simple. It's $30 a year to be a member. You can go to rmgo.org, like Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, the rmgo.org, the initials spelled out. Or you can go on our Facebook page, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter at rmgunowners. / Twitter or whatever it is. So the handles are Arm Gun Owners.
And, you know, the old-fashioned way of contacting someone, do you have a phone number, too?
You know what? The phone number is, and you can actually contact us. Hold on one sec. 1-877-405-4570.
Awesome. So when we're going to get to really talking about the E.V. Hudak situation, but can you tell me a little bit about how you guys were involved, if you were involved at all, in the recall efforts of the folks down in the Springs and Pueblo?
Sure. Well, it started, I think you got to go back all the way to the legislative session which seems like forever ago, which it's not, but when they were bringing forth the gun control bills and the town halls, if you remember right, were starting up. We mobilized a lot of the constituency in every one of those districts around the state where you saw those town halls being packed with people. And I think that's where the grassroots base started, and that's where the organization started for everything.
Yeah, and Joe, how do you mobilize people in that regard? How do you get them to go to these things and make sure that you get the numbers of people there that you need to really make an impact?
Well, we have multiple different ways. We use email, the traditional methods, mail, email, phones. But then also we're approaching, you know, almost, you know, 90,000, I think, Facebook likes right now for Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Our national group, National Association for Gun Rights, is over 2 million members, or 2 million likes on their Facebook page. So we have those means also. And then, of course, Twitter and these new social media methods we're using as well. So we're constantly refining the tactics and different media type and technology tools that we have on hand, and we're using those.
That's great. Out there. That's great. So getting back to getting the folks down there and sort of getting a on the ground groundswell, what happened once you got that in place, and what took place after that?
Well, you know, it was a clear message to all the legislators that, you know, you're seeing 500, sometimes, you know, 300 to 500 people showing up at every one of these town halls. And then from there, you created a base of people, and that's where the recall started, the idea of recall started coming up from a lot of these people. And, you know, it was a lot of grassroots people that said, hey, we're gonna go ahead and, you know, hold our legislator accountable. And when it came to Pueblo and Colorado Springs, you know, at first we were like, we will be honest, at first we told them, we said, hey, we should probably wait till 2014.
Right.
And we were, you know, they said, no, we're going to go forward with this anyway.
Right.
At that point, we did send some volunteers, but for the most part, it was all a grassroots effort. Now, once the actual election took place, we were happy to educate voters through TV and different media types, radio, internet, mail, on exactly how Angela Harone and John Morris negatively affected their right to keep and bear arms.
Now, those particular recalls were the first recalls in the history of Colorado. Is that right?
I believe so.
And they, of course, were successful. We now know that exactly what you were saying, and the grassroots of Colorado did not and does not enjoy the gun restrictions that those two individuals put forth and had passed. I think not only that, but they didn't like the way that the process that they did it. I mean, isn't that one of the big things that really ended up getting both of those legislators recalled?
Yes, absolutely. They blatantly ignored the people. When you have 500 people showing up at your town halls, and you have thousands of people showing up at the Capitol in numbers on weekdays, when you know, taking days off from work,
right,
come down and testify, and then when they get down to testify, I'll tell you what, I was down there every day during the whole process, and you should have seen the looks on these faces, on the faces of these people who had come down to testify, to speak, to, you know, to petition their government, which is their First Amendment right. And they watched the Democrats basically say, no, you don't get to talk. You don't get to tell us what's going on here. We're in charge of you. We're your boss. And not only are you not going to talk, now we're going to take away your Second Amendment rights also. We're going to limit your Second Amendment rights. So they stifled their First Amendment right. In the process, they were also taking away their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, it was just, I had heard the same response from numbers of people that were down there during that time period, and just sort of the patronizing manner in which those legislators sort of reacted to the public was just confounding. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, and there were people down there that were coming down with, you know, RMGO shirts and NRA shirts, and there's a guy that had an Oathkeeper shirt on, and they wouldn't even let him walk in the chambers, you know, where they were having the hearings because of the clothing they were wearing. It was tyranny at its best in Colorado.
Unbelievable. Well, I need to take a break, but Joe, let's stay on the line, and then we'll talk about all of the efforts that you're doing right now relating to the HUDAC matter and how we can help and how our listeners can help make sure that she gets the same message and she gets recalled. You're listening to Colorado Sportsman.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality, handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you heard about Lynn Lyle Chevrolet's 2013 closeout triple play? Right now, you get a guaranteed lowest price, guaranteed highest trade-in value, and the lowest interest rates from over 75 lending institutions. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. You can contact us at 303-477-5600 if you have any questions for our current guest, and that is Joe Neville from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. All right, Joe, before the break, we were talking about sort of the background and where things have been at. Now let's talk about what's going on and how the organization is trying to continue the fight within the within Colorado and the metro area.
Yes. Right now, we've gotten to the point where the first two recalls were very successful. The guys in Pueblo did a great job, and Carl Springs did a great job. And back in the spring, we also started a recall with State Senator Evie Hudak.
And where is her district?
It's Senate District 19, which is Arvada and Westminster area.
Okay. And so before you started that recall effort, were there things that you learned in the South that are helping you now and hopefully being a positive impact in this recall effort?
Absolutely. The guys in the South did a great job, and a lot of them have actually been down at the office for the majority of the week, every week, do this whole thing.
Good.
And we've worked together to take what they used, and a lot of it we put directly into place here, especially the guys in Pueblo, and checking signatures and making sure that everything is verified before it's signed, so you have a good turn-in rate. We found some new things that we could add on to that they've helped us with as well. So they've been a huge help.
That's awesome. So how exactly does this recall effort have to happen? I mean, how are you successful in sort of the nuts and bolts of day-to-day operations to get Ms. Hudak out of office?
Well, we need around 18,900 signatures. Really, with a cushion, we're looking for a goal of 25,000 or more signatures to turn into the Secretary of State on December the 2nd. Or December the 3rd is the cutoff, but we want it done by the 2nd. To do that, we need boots on the ground. We need people from all over the state or wherever that can come down, help out, help gather signatures, make phone calls, knock on doors, help man what we call drive-in signs, where people actually stand on the street, busy street corners with big signs that actually wave people in to come sign, and those have been very successful as well. We need people.
That's yeah.
What it comes down to, it's man hours.
And the people are important to get the word out. And so the signatures, do you have to live within that district to sign?
You have to live within Center District 19 to sign, but you don't have to live within Center District 19 to help out or to gather signatures.
Got it. And tell me and our listeners about, you're not doing this without a fight from the other side as well, is that right?
Oh, no. It's been nasty. We actually, just the other day, 2 days ago, we received a death threat. We were out, myself and two other guys were out on the in front of the library in Arvada, and we were putting together a petition set up, you know, at that place. There were some protesters there filming and doing what they do and making noise and trying to impede people from signing. And then one of the guys, one of their supporters, actually came out and said some colorful words and essentially said, I'm going to go to my house, get a gun, come back and shoot you.
Really?
And we have a video. It's on our Facebook page. Everybody can check. We actually caught it on video. So it's out there. People have seen it. The sad thing about it is, where's Senator Hudak with this? She hasn't said, she hasn't condemned, or she hasn't, she hasn't spoke up against these kind of death threats.
Right.
She's actually almost condoning it.
Right. Well, and these folks that are on the other side, I mean, do you get the impression that the people that are videotaping and being difficult for, you know, trying to stop people from signing, do you think they're local residents, or do you think they're people that the other side has brought in sort of to be thugs in this situation?
No, these are exactly what you just said. They're busting thugs from all over the place. They've admitted, on videos that we've sent out, that we've caught on video, that some of them are union members, some of them are from organizations, some liberal organizations, and one guy admitted he's making $15 an hour to stand out there and protest us. It's what it is. This is how the Democrat Party and the left operate nowadays. They bring in people from these outside organizations that and pay them to get in the way of liberty.
And is your organization doing anything in the sense of sort of fighting fire with fire? I mean, are you guys doing the same sort of thing, paying people to show up and do these things?
You know, we're gonna make sure that this gets done, no matter what.
Right.
That's how we're looking at it. So we are contracting people to help gather signatures. We're not contracting people to go out and
be thugs. Yeah.
But yeah. We are doing our part to make sure that there are boots on the ground, and you know that they're going to be out there in force as far as gathering signatures goes. And that's our goal right now, is to get to that signature goal, so that we can get to the next process of actually having an election to recall State Senator E.B. Hudak.
That's right. And you guys are actually got some other. I saw I think on your website yesterday that you're also doing something with regard to a sign up for to possibly win a weapon in the event that people get out and help you guys out. Is that right?
Absolutely. We are giving away an AR-15 this at the end of this thing. So we're inviting everybody to come down and get involved. If you come down and volunteer two separate shifts over the next 3 weeks, or the next three weekends, I should say, starting today, we will enter you automatically into where we're going to do a giveaway for an AR-15 and then a whole bunch of other stuff. We're also going to have some special gun training stuff that we're going to give away, and then ammunition, arms, gear, you name it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So in the event that you not only are, you know, helping out a good cause, getting into the political debate, trying to get E.D. Hudak recalled, you could also win an AR-15.
Absolutely.
That's a fantastic situation. So how do people get a hold of you, and how do people get involved that hear this and want to help?
Best way to get involved with the recall effort is to go to recallhudak2, and 2 is spelled T-O-O, like also, .org.
And how do you spell Hudak?
H-U-D-A-K. That's how you spell HUDACKIN, and it's TOO.org.
All right. Yep. And is there a
and
phone?
And there's also a Facebook page. You can go to Recall HUDACK, too, on Facebook.
And is there an actual location where sort of ground zero where people meet on a regular basis to help out as well?
Absolutely. We got here this morning bright and early before 7 a.m. to get started. It's at 64th and Sims, and the exact address is 11651 West 64th Avenue. That's in Arvada, and it's right across from Arvada West near the Dairy Queen.
So if anybody's just driving by that area and has a few minutes and is willing to help, you can probably put them to work doing some things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll put them to work.
All right. And so if people don't have the time necessarily, they don't want to be physically involved, but they want to help out with a monetary contribution, how does that work?
Same place, recallhudack2.org. There's a donation link on there. Just click the button and donate 10, 15, or whatever you can afford.
That's awesome. So where do you think, so you're in the last weeks of this push, right?
Correct. We got 3 weekends left counting today.
Okay. And how many, do you have any idea how many signatures you have so far?
Best way I can tell you is because there's so many petitions out. We are on track right now, feeling very cautiously optimistic about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Thanksgiving and the weather coming up, we need to get all the help we can get so that we can get to that cushion of the 25,000.
25,000. And so once that 25, I'm assuming you're going to reach that threshold, and the 25,000 has happened. What happens after that? What's the next step?
After that, that's when you go through the process of probably some court stuff and legal stuff and verification of signatures and all the fun games. So you'll see a break as far as the public goes for a while. And then the governor at that point, once it's verified that the signatures are a go, then the governor has to set an election date. And once you have the election date set, that's when you know, if there are candidates, which we haven't really talked to at that point, or
yeah,
who the candidates will be, they have to get some signatures to get themselves on the ballot, and that's how it begins.
And now my understanding is that once you are successful, because I think you will be, Evie HUDACK cannot be on that ballot. Is that correct?
No, Evie, she can be on the ballot. In fact, she has. It would be, it's a two-part ballot. It's 2 questions. The first one is, should we recall? And it's the actual recall question itself.
Okay.
And once that's checked yes or no, then the next question is, should this person replace Evie HUDACK?
But I guess my question is, let's say the question is answered yes, that she's recalled. She can't be running at the same time. Is that right?
Technically. She still is. I mean, she'll still run just like Morris and Herone did.
Okay. Okay, I got it. But do you think that the Democrats will also put up another name to see if potentially they can get another candidate in there to run?
I have no clue right now.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for the update, Joe. That's Joe Neville, and he's with Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. They are doing a bunch of work to get this recall and make it successful against Evie HUDACK. Again, if anybody wants to be in contact with you, Joe, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
You can go to, for the recall, you can go to recallhudack2.org. T-O-O is how 2 is spelled. And if you want to be a part of our Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, we'd love to have you. It's rmgo.org, or you can go to our Facebook page at Rocky Mountain Gun Owners on Facebook, or RM Gun Owners on Twitter.
Awesome. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. We've got to take another break. We will be back after our sponsors.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Kevin Flesh. I am co-hosting this week. Scott and Red again are out doing fun things out of doors. One of the things that we talk about on this show on a regular basis is safety. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today, Scott was actually out talking with one of our sponsors at Dr. Borschke or Borschek relating to Cornerstone Hearing about being careful around firearms. When we always think about shooting at the range and doing some trap shooting and a lot of repetitions where you wear hearing protection, but it's also really important to have hearing protection out in the field. And Scott was able to sit down with them at the Cornerstone Hearing this week and talk with them. So he's got an interview with them, and if you're interested in getting more information from them after hearing the interview, you can contact Cornerstone at 303-400-2988.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, and we have Dr. Dagmar Borschke in studio from Cornerstone Hearing Center in Aurora. Dr. Borschke, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
We also have John Wilson in studio, and John is an audiologist and a representative from Widex Hearing Instruments. So, John, thanks for being here.
And an avid hunter.
And an avid hunter. Man, so thrilled to have you. Sorry, say so grilled. See, I'm already thinking about eating something. So thrilled to have you in this morning. But you know what? I just wanted to talk a little bit about with you guys about hearing loss and about how it affects people. And one of the biggest things is it, you know, with hunting and shooting. And I mean, I'm 55 years old. I've been hunting since I was 5 and 6 years old and shot guns my whole life. I did not start wearing any type of hearing protection till probably 5 or 6 years ago, and that very inconsistently. So, John, since you are an outdoorsman too, I'll start with you. How loud or how damaging is just, let's just take a shotgun to our ears?
Yeah, it's extremely loud. We have that rating, and I think it's 143 decibels is what a shotgun comes off. Wow. But it can go all the way up to 160 depending on what type of gun you're shooting. So some people, and everybody's anatomy is a little bit different, but some people will get hearing damage just from one shot. And others, like my father, has been hunting since he was a kid. He's now almost 70. And, you know, he's got no hearing loss. And so it doesn't make any sense as to why some people get damage and why others don't. But the critical part is that you protect it. Because as you know, if you don't wear protection and you get the damage, it's a lot harder to try to communicate day to day.
And every range I go to, they all have a little box sitting there of like little foam deals for 99 cents. And that's what we're protecting. The only 2 years we have with is a buck.
Right.
You know what I mean? And most people don't even put those in right. You know, they'll twist them up and stick them in the air. And after a few seconds, you'll see them expanding out and they're not even really doing what they were designed to do.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about maybe what is available through Cornerstone Hearing out there for hunters or shooters. Maybe you're just a target practice guy, or maybe you're both. And, but let's talk about what's available out there, Dagmar, for that.
As John said, the blast of a shotgun or gun is, we call it acoustic trauma. It's not even, it is damaging, but it is trauma. And so for those of you that are hunters, we do have shooter's plugs that can be very basic. They're customized to your ear. And all the way up to electrical shooter plugs for those people that want to enjoy conversation and then take that individual shot. Now, for someone who's on the target practice range, that becomes a whole different story because those are shots that are continuous. Chances are the person next to you is shooting continuously. And for that, you may want some custom earplugs also, but you're also going to wear the oral
muffs
or earphones because that is continuous acoustic trauma, not just damaging over time. That can, as John said, can damage initially. And so depending on budget, what your needs are, how often you do it, it is very important that you come in. And first of all, we need to do a hearing test because chances are you do have some form of hearing loss if you've been shooting for that long. John's father is extremely lucky, and it's very rare to know that he's been shooting for probably 30, 40 years and has no hearing loss.
Quite a few of his friends are not that lucky.
No.
Did he always wear hearing protection?
No, but he does now. He's got hearing protection now. And he's got both because typically when you're just shooting trap or something like that, earplugs are fine. That works pretty good because you can take them out when nobody's shooting and have a conversation.
Exactly.
But when you're hunting, a lot of times people say, I can't wear those when I'm hunting because I want to hear the game. I want to hear the birds or, you know, especially pheasants when you're walking for pheasants or, you know, big game.
Right, right.
And so those electronic shooter's plugs are phenomenal because they're hearing aids, basically hearing aids. So they're going to amplify the sounds. So when you're out walking a field, you're going to hear mice scooting across the ground.
Right.
You know, but as soon as you shoot, it becomes an earplug and it protects your hearing. And that's critical. That's what we're worried about as audiologists is making sure your hearing's protected.
And you know what? Most guys I know won't think a thing of spending a couple of grand on a nice shotgun.
Absolutely.
$300 or $400 on a nice pair of hiking boots, clothing. But then they want to stick these 99 cent foam hearing protection.
If they do it at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so it is something to where, you know, is there help if you treated yours like I've treated mine? Yes. But you know what? There is also help before, and that's going into Cornerstone Hearing, getting a very thorough hearing test, and getting fitted for a nice set of shooting plugs.
I mean, I'll tell you what, nothing feels better than having a customized earplug.
Sure.
Because those foam ones, after about 5 minutes, they put pressure on.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of hurt.
Right.
But when Dr. Borsuk does the ear protection, and she takes an impression of your ear, so it physically fits your ear perfect, it actually, you don't even realize that it's in there. It feels wonderful.
Now, you mentioned a decibel level a while ago of like 143. Let's talk about what is considered noise damaging to ear.
Yeah.
So right now we're talking at probably between 35 and 45 decibels. Okay. So when we get into, for example, into noise. A lawnmower probably comes in at about 90 decibels, maybe 100, depending on the lawnmower. Somebody shouting is probably 60 or 70 decibels. So now when we're talking about shooting and it's around 140 decibels plus, it's extremely loud. I don't even know what word to put on there. I mean, we don't do anything that is that acoustically loud, and it is extremely damaging.
Yeah, OSHA will rate things based on how long you're exposed to that damage.
Mm-hmm.
And so their ratings are usually up to 100, 110.
Yeah.
But once you get over that 110, it's impact noises that is scary.
Really?
So
if someone doesn't protect their hearing and they continue to shoot, what happens?
So what happens, if it doesn't happen initially, over time, the hearing system just starts to slow down, just like anything else. And chances are the most common hearing loss with noise-induced hearing levels is a high-frequency hearing loss, which is not as easily to detect until it's too late, because you're hearing, the volume is there, but you're not understanding. And so by the time you realize, or your family or friends realize, that you're just not understanding conversation, especially in the presence of even a little bit of noise like the TV in the background, that hearing loss is probably pretty significant at that point. And so another symptom is tinnitus or ringing in the ear.
And that's a big one, because almost every hunter has gone through that.
Right.
You shoot a gun once and you get a little bit of a ring, or somebody shoots next to you in the duck blind and you get that ringing that lasts for a day or 2 days.
That is close quarters when you're like in a blind duck blind like that.
But the longer you're exposed to it, the more that can become permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes permanent, it really drives you crazy. So the sooner you protect your hearing, the more you're kind of keeping away from even getting tinnitus, and that's a critical one.
Right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our guest is Dr. Dagmar Borchik. She is with Cornerstone Hearing Center in Aurora. They've been there since 2005. Check out their website, cshearing.com. We also have John Wilson in studio. And John is from Widex Hearing Instruments, and I just received a pair last week. And I've been wearing them, and they have been awesome. And we were talking a little bit earlier before we went live on air. You know, it's something that most of us don't think we want to have, needless to say, or need. But I will tell you this, when you put a pair on and then you realize what you were missing, it's quite amazing of how you don't have to struggle to hear anymore. Your wife will quit telling you to turn your blinker off. Okay. You can listen to the TV and other people can still be in the room. It is amazing. And Widex, again, I don't know all the brands out there. This is the one I'm familiar with, but an excellent, excellent hearing aid. And you know what? Don't be fooled by a lot of ads you'll see in newspapers and hear things on, radio ads or whatever. There's a different range in pricing, right? I mean, you can kind of spend whatever all across the board. But don't go spend $500 on a set of hearing aids if it's not going to do you any good. I mean, that's wasting your money, mm-hmm. Okay? So that to go in and get a thorough test, not a screening that's free that somebody goes, hey, come in, we'll give you a free screening. Getting a thorough test, finding out which hearing aid fits you the best. And we were talking a little bit before, insurance does cover most of the time, a lot of the hearing tests, okay? Most cases, not so much on the hearing aid side, but that's where you've got to decide, you know, what's important to you, your quality of life. And we've had testimonials from many people that said this really increased their quality of life, helps relationships, helps them be more productive in their work. So give them a call at Cornerstone Hearing, 303-400-2988. Now, Dagmar, is it ever too late to start wearing hearing protection? You know, like myself. I mean, you've been shooting and shooting and shooting. Is it ever too late to then start?
It is never too late to start wearing hearing protection. Of course, we want to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't worn it, chances are you probably have some tinnitus, maybe even some hearing loss. The more prevention we can do, we can't stop the tinnitus or the hearing loss. That's irreversible, unfortunately, but we want to prevent it from getting worse quicker. And the more damage you 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 add to your hearing, the worse it is for us to help you, mm-hmm. the harder it is for us to help you. And so you should always wear hearing protection if you're going to go out and shoot, hunt, any loud machinery, anything that is considered noise damage.
Right. Yeah, a lot of my friends will say, I already have a problem, so I don't need to wear protection now.
Exactly, well, yeah.
You're just going to make the problem a lot worse. And when your hearing gets extremely bad, there's times where hearing aids don't help very well.
Like you mentioned, John, you're sitting in a duck blind. You got a guy on your right and your left. You shoot two or three times. They shoot two or three times each. You got like nine rounds going off in a matter of seconds. I mean, you might as well just take a sledgehammer and hit yourself in the side of the head.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, and to me, half the fun of hunting is the camaraderie talk prior to.
Right.
And if you can't understand that talk, that's a huge issue. So if you can get the hearing aids where you can understand the conversations the whole time, but as soon as you shoot the guns, all of a sudden everything's cut off and you're protecting your hearing, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be, these aren't like real advanced technology ones.
Right.
You know, this is just protection with the amplification that's associated with it.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this break.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
It's closeout time here at Len Lyle Chevrolet, and if you give us a chance, you won't be sorry. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, highest trade-in values, and the quickest and easiest buying experience ever. Go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LenLyleChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Been in a car accident? Are you getting the runaround from the insurance company? Are you getting the medical treatment you need? Are you wondering what is fair compensation for your injuries? Are you confused by all the different insurance coverages? My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of helping persons like yourself. Please call us today, 303-806-8886, or visit us on the web at www.fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. One of the things that we do is we're a resource for everybody relating to current events and what's going on in hunting and fishing throughout the year. Made some phone calls today and talked with some of our sponsors relating to what's going on with the duck and goose in particular. Duck hunters seem to be doing really well relating to the diving ducks. I've had reports that the shooting is still pretty good relating to those. Waiting for a little bit of colder weather, and it looks like we may be getting it over the next week or so, getting some of those mallards and the other ducks to come down and get a little bit better shooting relating to those quarry that we have and in the state and along the Front Range. Another important update is related to the dark goose, what we would consider the Canadian geese season starts next Saturday, November 23rd. And talking to a lot of the guides that are out there, it sounds like we have a significant amount of birds in the Front Range, and a lot more than in the years past for some reason. And so they're really very excited about what exactly is going to transpire, especially at the beginning of the goose season. So that starts next Saturday. And so if you're interested in getting out and doing those things, get a hold of some of our sponsors on the website. Colder Weather Outfitters, certainly give them a call. They probably don't have any openings for the first weekend, but I'm sure they have stuff coming up, and especially during the week. I'm planning to go out on Sunday and see how we do, see if we can shoot some ducks, but also some, if we can get into some geese. I love seeing those geese come into the blind and setting up, so that's awesome. The pheasant season has been open since November 9th, and the reports that I've received for the state, for Colorado on the eastern side of the state, is it's been pretty bleak. As many of our listeners probably know, the pheasant populations have been down because of the problems that we've been having with drought and other things, but certainly people are out there doing a lot of hiking with guns, not a whole lot of shooting of pheasants, but the population is down. But one of the things I really enjoy shooting wild birds, and that's a really fun time. But in times like these where the birds are scarce, you know, one of our sponsors, Kiowa Creek, you know you're going to get shooting out there. And they are a great resource to not only sharpen your skills with their Sporting Clays course, but also getting out there and just shooting some birds that they put out there. I oftentimes on the radio kind of make fun of these places as pet and shoots, but they put on a really good hunt, and that's a really good option for a lot of folks to do when it's difficult. It's nice. I've also heard reports that the bird counts are down in South Dakota and North Dakota and Nebraska. There's still quite a few birds out in South Dakota, but not like sort of the historical perspective. But when you don't have the time to drive or get to those other places, the local places like Kiowa Creek really fill that niche where you've got a trigger figure that needs to be used and you want to shoot some birds. They're a great morning or afternoon hunt, so people should take that into consideration. And, of course, they're a big sponsor of the show. And then something we're really excited about, the International Sportsman's Expo is coming up. That's coming up January 16th through the 19th of next year. I know it's the middle of November, but that's, you know, it's only 60 days away. We get through the holidays, and then that's always something we point towards, and we're really looking forward to our involvement with that this year. It turns out that we'll have a booth like we've had in the past, but we'll also be involved with them and doing the actually introducing folks at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Adventure Theater. That should be a really good opportunity for us to meet some other folks in the industry and to be able to headline that. But as well at the booth, we'd love to hear from you when you stop in. I'm always amazed by that show and how many different things are there and how much you can learn from the folks that have booths and otherwise and at the theaters and who they have for speakers. So put that on your calendar. Come down and see us. We'd love to meet you. And we've got some really exciting stuff going on for next year that we're going to probably be kicking off that weekend. So we're really excited about that weekend. Again, that's January 16th through the 19th. And then we have Dan Johnson on the line. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. And you are from Lynn Lyle Chevy?
I am. I'm the general manager at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, located at 225 in East Colfax, down from the hospital complex.
And what fantastic things are going on over at the dealership this weekend?
Well, I tell you what, we got the 2014 Chevrolet Cruze, which gets almost 40 miles to the gallon. You can lease that for 39 months, nothing down, for under $200 a month.
Wow.
And a new car.
That's crazy. Even in these financial times, you know, that's a great deal for people that need a really fuel-efficient vehicle to get from place A to place B.
Oh, yeah. And it's, 100,000-mile warranty. Everything's brand new. I mean, you can't get a payment on a 70,000-mile used car for that.
And now this isn't a stripped-down version. I mean, this is a real nice vehicle for people to use, right?
It is. It's an LT. It has power windows, power locks, keyless remote entry. I mean, you know, a real nice stereo, AM, FM, has all the electronics, USB ports, all that stuff. It's very, very nice car.
So other than selling cars, I know you do other things at the dealership too. What else do you pride yourself on?
Well, we're full service, and we are open on Saturdays from 8:30 until 3. We have a full-service body shop, parts department. We have it all, sales, service, body parts, everything.
That's fantastic. So you've got the Cruze that's going on, that's got a good deal going on. You also have some used cars as well that you're trying to get rid of?
I do. I actually just made a special purchase of about 30 late model. I got Impalas, Malibus, a few trucks, all like 2012, 2013 with, $10,000, $12,000 off of what they cost originally new. So that's a heck of a value as well.
That's fantastic. So, Dan, tell us about sort of the buying experience. What should people expect when they come to your dealership?
Well, we kind of do it a little different. I depend a lot on repeat referral business. So, you know, there's no man behind the curtain or hide the keys from you. We don't play those games. I mean, everybody's reasonable. We show you book values. We show you the car facts on used cars. We show you everything. And then we sit down and just try to get together. And if it fits your budget, great. If it does, we'll try to find something else, and we'll try to find you something later.
That's fantastic. You guys have been around a while and a great dealership. You get regular customers coming back all the time, and you've been a fantastic sponsor for the show. Any special deal today if people come in and say that they've heard you on Sportsman of Colorado?
Well, if they need an oil change today between 8:30 and 3, a normal oil change, not a diesel or a Corvette or something, but normal oil change I'll do for $20.
That's fantastic. Hey, thanks for calling in, Dan. It's good to hear from you. You've been a great sponsor of the show, and hopefully we can get some folks to your dealership to buy those great cars that you have to offer.
Well, great. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you. Well, thank you very much as always. Thanks for joining us today. Get out there and enjoy all that Colorado and the West has to offer. Have a great and safe weekend.